and one right, or New Real, and visit Cookie at noon this Sunday, the 26th of December, 71. Channel One Right, on a new reel, the beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Sunday at noon, the 26th of December, 71. Channel One Right, on a new reel, beginning the visit with Cookie, this Sunday, the 26th of December, 71. Channel One Right, and beginning the visit with Cookie, this Sunday at noon, the 26th of December, 71. Channel One Right, on a new reel, and beginning the visit with Cookie, this Sunday at noon, the 26th of December, 71. Channel One Right, on new reel, beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Sunday at noon, the 26th of December, 71.
Will be interpreted. In line with something else you said, you were here in Washington during the greatest turbulence of the student demonstrations. Now you're back at Harvard in what seems to be a calmer time. What is the reason for this transition on campus?
There is a cycle which worked itself out. I think there is a sense that some of the causes, as for example the draft, the Selective Service, have changed. And I think there is kind of a crafting effort that did not succeed. We're a little bit in the aftermath of a failed revolution. A friend of mine has described us as looking as being like Russia in 1906. That's a rather ominous thought.
Mr. Lissagar.
Dr. Moynihan, if the nation has greater self-composure, as you've said, then we tend to agree, and if the administration has not defaulted on the great social program, how do you explain that black Americans are still just as turned off on this administration or toward this administration as it ever was,
well,
as they ever were?
You should ask them, not me. This is a highly sensitive and politically active group. They were not very turned on by the Johnson administration, which had done incomparable things in this direction, and I don't expect they'll be satisfied with the next generation. And if I were black, I don't know why I'd be satisfied with anybody until a lot of things had changed.
But you're a social critic, Dr. Moynihan, and you know that the black Americans voted predominantly for the Democratic candidate in 1968, and by all the surveys, they will perhaps vote predominantly for him in 1972. Why is this?
Well, they're Democrats, and they feel the Democratic Party is where their interests are, and I think this is easily enough explained.
Now, he's a talker.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you,
his tongue's loose at both ends.
I'll show you. Now, if you don't want a fella to talk, you don't want him. Oh, shoot.
Been any commotion around this morning?
Not a bit. I just been in here doing my homework.
Yeah.
Trying to. Not a thing happened.
Poor little old Frank, he's just about on the lift today. That cold's got him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's working, but he don't feel like it, but he wants to go.
I mean, that is still on him.
It's still on him, Lord. He's... He coughed and snuffed all night last night.
Good Lord, Cookie. I didn't realize it.
And that poor kid has lost 6 pounds in the last week.
You just can't
throw
it?
Just can't throw it. It just keeps, well, it seems like it keeps getting worse. If he ain't better by tomorrow evening, I'm going to take him by the emergency room of the hospital. And see, heck, I can take him to the hospital and get 80% of the bill paid through my insurance. Or hell, if I take him to a doctor, then we'll pay nothing.
Yeah, but But if something wrong with the man, you don't wait for tomorrow evening.
He don't want to go. I'm going to go by and check on him again a little bit and see if he's feeling any better.
Oh, I learned that long ago. Just as soon as I feel any doubt, I go right straight. Yes, sir. You know, I've heard that all my life, you know. If I don't feel better tomorrow, I'll go somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a temptation always.
He's at home.
He's not here.
Orange Hill Service Station. Orange Hill Shell?
Yeah.
He's working there on weekends now.
Oh, he is?
Yes, sir.
What happened to them little niggers?
They won't work on weekends. A nigger ain't gonna work on Sunday.
Just a 5-day week.
5-day week. You're fine. He stepped in over there. He's gonna make about $40 every weekend there.
Good Lord.
He's gonna make as much there as he will at the university. He sure will.
Well, come and found.
Paying him the same wages there as he's getting at the university. $1.80 an hour.
And working just as long.
Working longer. I mean, yeah, he's working as long in 2 days as he's working at the university in a week.
God Almighty, if he could just get a little prudence like the Chinaman, he'd be a wealthy man, wouldn't he?
If he'd just listen to me, God. If he'd just listen to me, that's all it takes.
Because he got no expense, you see, now.
None whatsoever. And all the money he makes, he can save it. If he'd leave it out of that goddamn automobile.
Yeah, that'll kill him.
Now, that got him tossed in the ocean and getting him a pickup truck, though.
That'd be better. Way on the better.
A half-ton, little old half-ton pickup truck.
Yes.
Then if he can make a dollar with it, well, he can make a dollar.
Yes. He can't make anything with that big automobile.
It's going to cost him. Maybe he can take a load of cows to market Monday morning. Load of calves. Make himself $20 and go out on the work.
Right on the way to town. Way away.
Why, right on the way. All they had to do is get up an hour earlier.
How'd you think of that? Well, this big car, that's just out of character.
It's just out of his category.
I mean, a boy like that, running around in a car like that, it just... as much as he knows how to work, that looks like actually he's just spending what he makes.
He's just working to drive that damn automobile.
That's the impression that I leave.
Well, now, Carl Lars, we've been very, very fortunate with that Cadillac of Lars. That car hasn't cost me nothing.
Well,
only everyday upkeep that would be on any car.
Yeah, just a little extra rubber.
Little extra rubber and a little extra gas. But she's about learned how to drive that thing on them tires now.
Yeah. Oh, has she let up on that?
She's let up on her takeoff.
And stopping.
That's what gets them tires.
Man alive. That'll do it.
You take that old big heavy tire, when that tire... Bends under it, something's got to come off.
Yeah. And it comes in a hurry.
You ain't joking. Frank's learned. He's then had to buy two tires that Cadillac. You know them good tires that I put on?
Yeah.
Why, he got two of them and it was already. Yeah.
Golly.
I changed oil on my truck this morning, the filter. Got it all straightened out for another 2,000 miles.
Yeah. It's a good feeling to get it done, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. It sure is. And then with as nice a vehicle as that is, I've got to take care of it. That's what keeps them nice, is care.
Yeah. That oil in the filter is about as much as anything, isn't it?
That's the main thing. That's the main thing.
Now, does Frank, he watches out for his car,
yeah,
on that.
Yeah.
That's not the trouble with him.
No, it's that foot.
Now, Laura don't pay so much attention to that.
Oh, yes, she checks her oil.
At the service station?
No, she'll check it before she leaves home in the morning.
She checks it herself?
Yes, sir. She checks that oil herself. And her water. Oil and water. Now, she checks them.
She does?
That's right. But the rest of it, she don't pay a bit of attention to.
Tire could be half flat.
Wouldn't pay no attention to it.
Fan belt be loose. She will.
She's gradually picking it up along and along. I mean, she knows some one day she's going to be out on her own and she ain't going to have daddy to take care of anything.
She run out of gas?
Not since. She hasn't run out of gas since. Since I had the service station.
Well, she ran out of gas a time or two recently. Wasn't that gas? Or was that something else?
No, her car quit on her twice.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. The pigtail in the distributor broke once.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And then primary lead to the coil broke one time.
Yeah, well, she couldn't help that.
That was unavoidable. That could happen to you or me or anybody else. Frank's run out of gas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he can walk and get it. Is there already everywhere?
Well, Laura, all she got to do is call AAA and they'll bring it to her, see?
Yeah, she can get ready, she can call.
Yeah.
Oh, they will.
Oh, yeah. See, I've got AAA insurance for myself and Laura and Frank and Helen. Yes, sir. I've got my AAA card. I keep it all the time. They've got one. They keep it in their pocket.
So, if anything happens, that's all they got to do.
That's right. They get stopped on fined. I mean, for getting in an accident, that AAA will post a $5,000 fine for them.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize all of you had that.
Yeah, it cost me $52 and a half a year, and that's the best insurance you got.
Yeah, that's over and above any other sort of insurance.
Yeah.
Your regular insurance doesn't handle that.
Doesn't handle that, but this right here will handle it. And the pretty part about it, I don't care how much other insurance you got, if I could get out and get killed in an accident, AAA would pay Helen $2,000 cash money.
That's the part of it.
That's right. They'll tow my vehicle anywhere I want it towed. within a radius of 10 miles and don't cost me a dime. It don't cost none of the kids a dime. And any car that they're riding in, it don't cost a dime. If Laura was to go out with a boy some night, they would break down. All she's got to do is call AAA. And AAA will come and get that boy's car and take it to wherever he wants it to go, and it don't cost him nothing.
Just because she's in it?
Because she's in that car.
She
will. AAA don't want their members stranded. They want them off the highway. If they're stranded, they want to get them off.
And that's a part of it.
That's a part of it.
For $52 a year.
$52 a year for four of us.
You never use it.
Yes, I have. Oh, yeah. You know when Laura had that accident?
Yes.
It didn't cost me a dime to get that car towed in. No. I use it quite a bit.
That's not the only time you use it?
No, Laura's used it. She's had a flat tire up there on the parking lot. Two or three times. Call AAA, they come out and fix it.
How much they charge?
They don't charge nothing.
Why, they can't survive at that rate, Cookie.
They do. AAA, a AAA dealer, he gets $5 for every call he makes. AAA will pay him $5 for every call he makes. Alright. They will take you as much as 5 gallons of gasoline within a radius of 10 miles. Don't cost you nothing. They will go to you within a radius of 10 miles and fix a flat tire on any type vehicle up to a 3/4 ton truck. It don't cost you a nickel. Unless you have to buy a tire, then you buy the tire. But just like you pick up a nail and your tire goes flat, they fix it. Don't cost you nothing. AAA pays it.
We all lose money with not having that.
That's right. Absolutely you do. Absolutely.
When did you get on to that?
2 years ago. I've had it for 2 years. See, AAA tried to get me to be a run service for them when I was in Gainesville at that service station. Well, I was there by myself. I couldn't do it. And I couldn't afford to hire a man to stay there and me take the calls. I couldn't do that.
No, you lost money.
Yeah.
And in your circumstances.
Yeah. I don't know whether he'll trade the Cadillac or not, but I think he will park it. Well, he'd be better off to park it. Well, he's got to overhaul that engine now, and that's going to cost him $200.
Just for parts?
Just for parts. He can take $200 and buy a pretty good old pickup truck that he can make a little bit of money with.
Can he get anything for $200?
I can.
You just have to wait your chance.
I'll wait my chance because springs are coming and people's going to get cars now. They've had trucks to hunt with.
Oh.
They're going to get cars now, see.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna lay in some. I sure am.
Just have them on hand?
Two or three, four.
Yeah. Well, you can just scatter them around at all your headquarters. Yes, sir. That'd be nice. It'd be nice to get back in business, won't it?
That sure will. Because I'm losing money. I'm losing money.
Just too many places for it to go. You got out this Christmas pretty well. Wasn't bad last Christmas.
No, I didn't spend near the money this year as I spent last year.
But got into them last year.
I don't know, Guy. I just don't know. They had a better, a much nicer Christmas this year.
Quieter.
To me, it was. Yeah. Because they got more stuff that they needed.
Yeah.
And it was good stuff because I bought it. I know what was bought.
Oh, really? Oh, you took a hand in it.
I took over. I done it. I couldn't afford to turn them loose like I did last year, Guy. I couldn't do it.
Helen let them give them the right smart rein.
Well, Helen, she has, if she's got $100 in her pocket today, she never thinks about tomorrow.
Well, I wouldn't think that.
Well, Guy, you take most, well, I'd say 90% of the women are that away. That's right.
You don't mean it.
I mean it.
You know, those cotton socks, they last.
But I want to tell you something about this Christmas. Now, you saw how them little kids of mine played over there yesterday with that old wagon I bought.
Yes, sir.
Guy Miles, they got more enjoyment out of that wagon and them bib overalls that I bought them than anything that they ever got.
How about that? And it's just as good now as it was when they started playing with
it. That's right. Becky got up this morning at 7 o'clock and put them bib overalls on.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it done them so much good because you wore bib overalls yesterday.
Yes. Let me tell you, I wore them two or three days and they tire me. And that's all I used to wear. And I wore jeans, of course.
Yeah.
But now, you see, you have to unhook so much. And then what you got up there comes out.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't used to have anything up there, I guess. And, I've had this pair a good while, and I haven't hardly got the new off of them.
I've got a pair in my truck. I bought the keep in my truck.
You can slip them on over the other stuff.
That's right. In case I get out and get a hold of a bad in some place, well, I can slip my overalls on and keep the dirt off of it.
Yeah. And those britches you were wearing yesterday, the battery. Acid won't burn them.
No, sir, it hasn't so far.
Well, I remember you saying that.
I got them on right now.
And they just wear forever.
Wear forever.
And cost $4.
$4.98. Two pair for $10 and 38 cents, I believe it was. And you can't buy a pair like that for $4.98, hardly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. No. Not now.
These are got permapress type stuff, you know. You just wash them and put them on.
Yours look thinner than mine. They're not heavy. I don't care for heavy ones. Somehow or other. Well, now, You never did wear the bib overalls.
Well, back up in the country, we wore bib overalls on top of our pants like this in the wintertime.
All the time?
All the time, yeah. Yeah, when we was teaming, when we was working in the log woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you go to the house, take them off?
Pull them off at the barn.
Oh.
Pull them off at the barn.
Your daddy do that?
Oh, yeah.
You still?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe I ever did that, just where I'm over the other. But you know those things, you can get them, you know, with an inch to spare, and it'll go right on over the other.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have to button the sides if you don't want to. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know how this happened, but the most remarkable thing I have heard you say is that cooking short order cook there in Charleston. Now, you was 18 when you did that.
Yeah.
And you learned stuff you use that ever since.
I've used it. It's been a benefit ever since I done that.
Yeah. And that was, you were just lucky in that place where you did it, too.
Yeah.
It was a good place.
A good place.
Is about like the Waffle Shop?
Yes. It was bigger than the Waffle Shop. They had the counter. Then they had booths on the side.
Yeah.
And I worked over behind the counter. The counter was higher than it is to the Waffle Shop.
Yeah.
And I worked over behind the counter. That's the only place I worked.
Right there at the griddle all the time.
All the time.
You know, the cook got some advantage. He don't have to
put up with a lip from the counter or the tables.
And it's always that.
All the time. Anywhere you go. Anywhere you go.
More or less. Yeah. Yes, sir. You don't have to go all over the place and put the set up the water in there. <And the stuff. coughs>
No, I'm making provisions. Starting now, I'm getting things together. Over the trailer to make that cookout over there.
Well, you gonna cook the stuff over here? You gonna cook it over here? You cook it home?
Somewhere. No, I'm gonna cook it right over there. I'm gonna do it all myself, that much.
Have you got the everything?
I've got provisions
and everything.
Yeah.
All you need.
All I need.
Well, it don't take so much, does it?
No, it don't take nothing.
You know, you take a bunch of roughnecks like that, they don't, they just soon eat ham and eggs, or baked potatoes. They don't notice what they eat, all tastes like them. You gonna have something special?
I'm gonna have Virginia smoked ham.
Oh, are you?
A dollar a pound wholesale. Bake it.
Well, now, let me tell you, Cookie. I don't, I'm not a cook. But there's different ways of baking. And some of it I don't care for. And some of it, you see, it's just sort of heavenly. It tastes so good.
I'm going to bake it in its natural juices.
You're not going to trim it all off?
I'm not going to trim it all off. I'm going to leave enough on there to bake that thing.
Is that the big point?
That's the big point, right there.
Well, now, I can see them. I can see the hams. I can see them. The ones that you like look like you cut them, and they're flaky. How would you say it?
Right.
You could just almost eat them with your fork.
That's right.
Big, thick slices.
Big, thick slices, and it is delicious. You'll bake them in their natural juices. Just put it in the oven and have enough fat left on it to get it started cooking. Let it cook down in the bottom of your roaster, and every little while pull it out and pour some back up on top to keep it from blistering. And then take the, what bakes out of it, you know, and put over your hot biscuits, and that's good eating.
Yeah.
We'll have ham,
potato
salad, and baked beans. I may bake some sweet potatoes.
They're not used to sweet potatoes. They won't appreciate them like somebody else would. They'd appreciate baked beans and potato salad. I could live on some baked sweet potatoes.
Well, I better go see how Frank is.
Well, let me tell you, because before you go, you see, out there, when I hear you talking, it's just sort of hit or miss. You went to Valdosta on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you got a load of horses.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't haul them yourself.
I didn't haul them, no.
Well, now, where did you get that idea, Cookie?
Well, I talked to this fella. See, at the beginning of the sale, Mr. Walker said, "Now, boys, there's a special horse sale in Lakeland, Florida tonight. So if you don't get what you want here, go to Lakeland, Florida, and you'll find it."
Lake City?
Lakeland.
Oh, you mean clear down there?
Clear down to Lakeland.
How do I understand Lake City?
I don't know, but it was in Lakeland. And I was talking to old Jim Easter. You probably know him from Appalachia Way.
No.
You don't know Jim Easter?
No. I don't even know his name.
Well, anyway, he's a horse trader.
Oh.
And Jim said, Cookie said we ought to buy us a load of horses and take to Lakeland because we can make some money. I said, all right. I said, I ain't got no way to haul them. I don't have no trailer. And I don't want to haul them out open in this bad weather. Well, he said, I can haul about a dozen in my trailer.
You got a big one?
Got a big gooseneck trailer, you know. Closed in. I said, well, how many are you going to buy? He said, I can't buy more than three or four. I said, well, how much would you charge me to take what I take down? He said, I'll take them down there for $5 a head. So I went in and told Mr. Walker, I said, Mr. Walker, I'm going to buy some horses. I'm going to send them to Lakeland. I ain't got the money to pay all the money right now. But I said, I'll take them to Lakeland and have you reimbursed us to what they cost and then send me the rest. He said, that's all right. He said, go ahead.
He run the field?
Yeah. So I bought them 5 horses. I get $280 for 5 head of horses.
Are they selling cheap?
Cheap. Cheap. It cost me $305 by the time I got them to Lakeland. And I sold out. And, well, I figured $15 for my trip up there and back for my truck. And they brought me $410.
Yeah. Made $100.
Well, it cost me $2 a head to sell them down there. I made $90. And that's what I spent for Christmas. If I hadn't went horse trading down miles, I wouldn't have had it this thing.
Well, you showed me your wad out there before you went up there. That traveling pretty light, wasn't it?
Yeah. It just takes guts.
Yeah.
That's all it takes is guts to get out there and get with it.
What did you get? What were the horses? What did they look like?
Well, guy, that's the only one that was worth a plug nickel actually to keep was a little mare about the size of Missy.
Yeah.
She was a pinto.
Yeah.
She was a nice little animal. But high strung, Lord, she was high strung. You get on her back and she was a proud walking thing. And, then I bought 2 old quarter horse mares. They begin to show their age pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then I bought this cow horse. Stove up pretty bad.
Oh.
Yeah. But they brought good money in Lakeland just before Christmas.
Yeah.
Then I bought this little gelding. He was about the size of Hubert H. And he was showing his age.
You know, if we could get another Hubert H, it would certainly be nice. And Lord help us. When he came out here, you know, it didn't look like he could stand up on it.
Well, I'm going to keep looking around and see if I can find one for just for little kids to ride like Hubert H was.
The kids learned on him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But anybody could ride him.
Anybody could ride him. Now, you tell me, he acted just like an old plow horse. But he wasn't?
Yes, I believe Hubert H. had pulled a plow.
That's the way he acted?
He acted that way, yes, sir.
He also acted like he had been ridden a little.
Yeah. Well, did you see Rowdy when Frank was riding him down there yesterday?
No, I've seen him ride him.
He's a proud walker.
Oh, yes, he is.
He's a stylish son of a gun.
Yes, he is.
Then you can ride him and get out here and work him.
That's good enough riding for me. All this leads they talk about, I'm not interested in the leads and all them things. I don't care which foot goes first. It matters to them, but I just haven't got in that society yet. I guess it would matter once you learn about those things.
Oh yeah, something else I wanted to let you in on. You know, we were talking about a little camping trailer, Just a little one?
Yeah.
I think I found one.
18 foot?
No, it's 14 foot.
14 foot. Well. Did he have 2 ends in the middle?
How's that?
Did Does it have two ends in the middle?
Yeah.
That's the way it's made?
Yeah.
That's where they are. Yeah. Now, these little campers you put on a pickup truck, they're not made that way. They don't have anything but just the middle.
Yeah.
14 foot.
14 foot.
Yeah.
Self-contained.
Yeah. 14 foot. Two wheels.
Two wheels. And it's 12-volt system. You plug it in, you got your overhead light, gas refrigerator, and a gas hot plate. Got a stone toilet.
Cookie, you know, a man couldn't go wrong in picking up something like that.
No.
You know what you could do? You could take that up there with you, and that'd be your office.
Yeah.
I could do the same thing. And that's a whole lot better than where I'm at.
Yeah.
You could take it up to that. Yes, you could. Yes. And it is no trouble at all.
Oh, no, no.
And you think you got your eye on one?
Yeah. I know they went heavy for Christmas, see? I know these people went awful heavy for Christmas.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, now in about a month or 6 weeks, they're going to be hurting.
Yes. And they got to raise a little money.
They'll have to raise some money.
The bills keep on.
The bills will just be starting in about a month or 6 weeks.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, is that? that's just downright cruel.
That's cruel to the individual himself.
Yeah, man just hit himself in the face with that. And these credit people encourage it.
Oh, yeah. When I went in to buy my stuff, are you going to charge this? I said, no.
Cash or credit.
Cash or credit. They said, wouldn't you like to open an account today? No. Well, now it's easy and convenient. All you got to do is just sign down here. I said, no, ma'am, I'll pay for mine.
Okay.
I mean, just like that, they wanted me to charge it.
This little falcon, Cookie. When a car gets that far along, it's hard to mend everything, isn't it?
It sure is.
And something just keeps coming loose. So you gotta be willing to tinker or else.
Perfect.
Get a little higher, farther along, higher up.
I don't know what Bill was asking for.
$200. Well, now you saw the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's homemade, that home doing.
Yeah.
With that plastic tape holding it, it won't last long.
It won't stay there, no. Then he had it taped around the windshield.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't notice that. Do you need a choke on that car?
Yeah.
It's not an automatic choke.
I wouldn't give the old Chevrolet for two of it.
Oh, they're not in the same class. What could you do with that hood? Just keep a stick there to prop it up with?
Yeah.
springs on both sides were
gone.
Clear gone. I don't know. Faye down there a good bit, and she complained about the cost of these things, and Bill kept saying he'd find us something. And he had tried, I suppose. But I'm a little surprised he came up with this. Because it's for her, it wasn't for me.
Yeah, I am too. I'm really surprised of it.
I drove it back into town, and there's a considerable headwind that day, and 40 miles an hour seemed to be good speed against headwind.
Well, now, Guy, that brings, that comes back just to what I got through saying a while ago. You take now, in about a month or 6 weeks, people that's got these second cars that went heavy for Christmas,
yeah,
they're going to be selling because they need some money.
Oh, yeah. When you are shopping around for those things, Cookie, you can't do it accidentally. You got to have it on your mind and look for things. Well, now, how do you kind of set out on those things?
Well, in fact, the matter, I keep it on my mind about all the time when I'm running around. I keep looking.
And away you go.
Yeah.
Where do you generally find them?
Parked.
In the parking lot?
No. There's one at Rochelle that I've been had my eye on now for a month, and they're going to sell it now in about another 2 or 3 weeks.
How'd you run into that?
Well, it's been parked there. It's got a last year's tag on it, see. Well, they bought a new Mustang. And they're going to sell that little Fairlane 500. It's just a little bit bigger than the Falcon. And a good automobile.
They wanted to keep it.
Yeah. But you watch them, they'll sell that car within the month.
And you're going to keep in touch with them?
I'm going to keep in touch.
You know them?
I just know of them. I mean, I don't know them personally.
And you go by there all the time?
I go by there all the time. It's a little two-door Fairlane, 64 model.
Two-door. Now, you haven't got close to it.
I looked in it. I didn't push myself.
You didn't press them?
That's the worst thing to do, is press them.
How would you press them?
Keep bugging them to sell it to you. Every time I go up there, I say, when are you going to sell me that car?
Yeah. Just a simple question like
yeah.
that? Does that get them?
That gives them the impression that you want that car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you want to leave them with the impression that you don't give a damn whether you buy that car or not.
And then they need to sell it, and then they try you out.
They'll try me, yeah.
They saw you looking at it one day.
Yeah.
So you just sort of available yourself.
That's right.
Or they can speak to you.
That's right.
Or you don't do it that way, Cookie. That's
the simplest way to do it.
You're more forward than that.
In some cases. It all depends on the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But in this case out there, I'm not going to push that.
Well, now, these people, you see who are you, she got her mind on a piece of land. As far as I can see, she got no more system about looking for a piece of land as a peanut.
Well, I bet I sell them a piece of land.
My dear piece of land, you look around, yes, you have to keep looking. Like you say about the cards right on your mind. But you find those things just by, you just hear people talk. It just comes up.
Well, that piece of property of my aunt's out there on the
lake. Over there.
Now, she's helpless. She needs to sell it. Well, she don't need the money. Don't get me wrong. She don't need the money. But it's a worry on her. And if she can get that worry off of her, she'll be that much better off.
Yeah, she don't need it.
She don't need it. I'm going to help her sell it. And I have got no use for it. None whatsoever.
You don't want to go out to the lake.
I don't want to go to the lake.
I hate to have to go to the lake every time I got a minute. That seems to be the most fruitless place to go.
It is. It sure is.
The people you run into there, they all right, but there's... You see him in the wrong place. Now she's talking about buying a piece of land over there with all them big old oak trees on it. Why, and that, why, just entertain the idea, I think it'd be. Couldn't haul the damn oak trees off if they're down on the ground.
Did Mr. Weaver come over yesterday?
He came and went back. He was, he's unpredictable. Now, if he'd been down there where the children were, you see, he'd have sat around a good while. But he came up here, and I told him we pushed up the hour, and I had his plate out there. Well, he says, I'll just take it home. Well, I said, you can eat it out here, or go down there, or come in the house. No, he says, I'm staying at the house. I'm waiting for a fella that I used to hunt with. Lives in Miami. And he's coming through. And he didn't know when he's coming through. Today, yesterday, or today, or when. So he's glad to get it, though. He laid it there in the front seat. Then started talking to me. I said, Mr. Weaver, if you got time to talk, come on in, sit down, I'll get something to drink. So you got any comment on? I was going to call Everett. I was over there, and Roberts got on the phone. And he never gets off when he gets on it. And when I got over here, I got into something else.
Yeah.
I figured he had something else on, you know, with all his kinfolks. But it'd been nice to see that old boy, wouldn't it?
It sure would, yeah.
I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to get word to him to come on over here some Sunday afternoon, Sunday, when we're all going to be out here. And sort of visit with him.
Well, now, I guess if nothing happens, next weekend we'll have the same ordeal as we had this weekend. Only it'll probably be ham instead of turkey.
What day will it be on?
I imagine it'll be on a Sunday. Next Sunday, which will be the...
That's New Year's. No,
that's the second day of January.
Yeah.
Because, see, Helen has to work Friday night and Saturday night. Well, now, that was hard on her yesterday to go back to work with no more rest than she had, see.
Yeah.
Well, I see, like, she's off tonight and tomorrow night. Well, now, it wouldn't have been near so hard on her if she had to come today rather than yesterday.
Yes.
Because, you see, she don't have to go to work tonight.
Yeah. But then Laura wouldn't have had that extra time.
No.
Now, yesterday, you see, Laura and Franklin disappeared inside there and listened to the music. They love that music, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, they just play that all the time.
The fact was real good yesterday. He stayed right with the kids all day long.
Did he?
Went to Grandma Todd's with us last night.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's rushing over there now?
Yeah.
How long does he work on today?
From 9 till 6. 9 this morning till 6 tonight.
9 hours?
9 hours.
That's pretty good money. He just had a... He just put it in his sock, cookie.
Yeah, it's drunk on it.
Drunk on it. But they don't have those ideas. They never needed money.
No, because if they ever wanted any, why, they come to Daddy.
Yeah.
Just like Laura, she come to me this morning, Daddy, I need $2.
Yeah.
Now, Laura helps. I can't say a word about Laura. She helps She goes to the grocery store, why she spends her money, she buys her groceries and comes on in and says nothing about it. Well, you can't say anything like that guy.
Mm-hmm. At that age, that's remarkable, Cookie. You just lucky in a way. You just downright lucky. Yes, sir, you're just lucky. That is just pure luck. Part of that is just pure luck. Because the parents are not supposed to be blessed with children these days, you know. The children are supposed to be a care to them. Oh, Lord, you look at that fella. He goes home. He bounces in, turns on the stereo, and shakes the house with it. And sits down at that table with the linen tablecloth you see, and they serve him. Now, how's a man like that ever going to get a feel for a horse?
Ain't no way. Well, like Phyllis said out there the other day, when Lori becomes 16, she's going to have to leave home because she can't live with him.
She said that?
She said that.
She just got a mind of her own.
That's right, got a mind of her own.
Well, now, what is the situation with the horses over there now?
Well, guy, it's the same horse that I sold. I traded off, practically give away, to get rid of.
You learned on the horse.
I learned on that same horse. And I knew the horse when I first saw him running through the pasture.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, you don't want that horse.
Once you have experience with an animal, you can tell him, have my off.
That's right. She said, now Lori has got her whole mind and heart on that horse. I said, well, they wasn't a damn bit of use of me coming up here then. I told her, I said, now, anybody, a girl can ride that horse, but you put a man on his back and he'll damn sure get him off. You turn him out, if he wants you to catch him, you can catch him. If he don't, it takes 10 men and 5 niggers to corral him. And that's just coming right back to what I said, they can't catch him at all. He's a good gait. He's got good gates. There's nothing wrong with that.
Beautiful gates.
Beautiful gates.
Once you get on him.
That's right. And the little kid that I ride.
Yeah.
You put me on him? Uh-uh. When my foot hits the stirrup, I better be ready to ride, because he's going to give me one.
But now she's through with him.
Yes, and she's through with him. She don't. She's done with him. But she'll never sell him. She's gonna hold him too high.
Oh yes.
I'll give him $100 bill for him, and that's all.
And take him to Lake City, or Lakeland, or.
I'll take him to Valdosta.
Well, they don't know him.
That's right.
Well, what does she want?
She's wanting about $300 for
him. I mean, what kind of horse does she want now?
She wants an all-around horse that she can ride.
Oh, does she? I understood it say she wanted a filly.
Yeah, right, to work. Well, now the girl does.
Yes.
A young filly that she can grow up with.
That's stupid.
Most stupidest thing it ever was. Just like Jim and Suzanne.
Yes.
But she wants it and she'll get it.
How can they ever associate with horse people who know horses and not just these fellas that come out from the office?
Well, that comes right back to that girl. They got a mind of their own. The girl has got a mind of their own. All right. She's got to get it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Phyllis and Wade have got a mind of their own.
Oh, they have.
When it comes to horse sense.
Oh, have they?
Right. Whatever this girl wants, they're all for it.
Yeah.
They're going to buy it.
Yeah.
They got more money than they got sense.
Yeah. You know, he's going way up fast.
Yeah.
He's associate head over there now.
He is.
Yes, sir. The new head picked him as associate head. God. So he's got a little extra money now. That's the reason they're looking for land. And he's already doing all right. He's a nice fella, Cookie. Now, if you see him by yourself, he is a nice fella, and you don't have to tell him twice. You don't hardly have to tell him once. He can tell before you tell him what you got on your mind. He's brilliant and never acts it. He understands what he's talking about, and he's not crackpot. Not anything about him. He's one of the nicest fellas I ever run into. They just don't make them like that, not many. Now, I don't know what Suzanne would do by herself. I think it's Jim. But she goes along with him. I guess she didn't care much. And he's the one that's interested in that. Cool. And he wants to know horses. What in the hell does he go up there at that place for, Cookie?
That's right. Why in the hell don't he go out here to a stud farm and get him a job and just watch?
And just watch. And get around people who know horses. Now that woman over there knows horses.
Yeah.
You could work with her.
Mark has got an ideal job for Jim.
Yes. But you could work for that woman. You know horses?
Yeah.
I mean, you could talk to her.